Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, Melissa used we used Melissa as the example for our very first. What did you mean by that?
Yeah, what did they mean by that? The example was my friend Ashley came on the phone yesterday because a few weeks ago there was a comment that she had made, and then the conversation was diverted into another direction. So I left that, I was hanging out thinking, what did she mean by that? And started analyzing what she meant. And instead of just trying to do a guessing game, we had Ashley on yesterday. She answered the question. And so there's closure to that. So Now I understand what she meant. But there's so many situations in which something happened between you and a friend or whoever, and you're thinking, what exactly did they mean by that? So we invite you to do the same thing as I did, is where you come on and that person comes on, and then you kind of get closure on whatever comment was made.
We got a whole bunch of emails about this yesterday, because I think just about everybody has been in a situation like this where you just walk away and you're like, am I supposed to be offended by that? Or what does that mean? Does that redefine our relationship? What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
And Tammy emailed us with probably the quintessential example. Morning, Tammy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
All right. Give us a little bit of the history here. Who are we talking about? You and who?
My best friend, Mike.
Okay.
Mike?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the history between you and Mike?
I guess if I did it really fast, we have been friends. We're both going to turn 30 years old at the same day, October 8th.
Okay.
And we're really good friends. We've been friends for, since we graduated college. And we've got our jobs at the same ad agency at the same day. So it's just been a really kind of interesting relationship. We've never had our ups and downs together, but we've definitely brought each other through like really tough times. We've both had really crappy relationships and just best friends. Talked on the phone for hours. It's just, we do a lot of stuff together. We got a gang of friends that we just all go out with.
He's like a best buddy of yours.
Yeah. He's really, he's just a really great guy. Anyway, when I heard that, I definitely have one that is, I've been wondering about for about 4 years.
Okay, 4 years?
This is four years ago?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it was right when we were turning 26, so I was thinking about it, and it's exactly 4 years ago because it was right before our birthdays. I remember that, and I remember everything about it.
Okay.
Well, what happened was we were meeting friends from work. Kim and Wayne, our best friends from work, and we were all going to go out, and we were at the restaurant first. It was 9:30. And I remember sitting across from him, and we were just, talking about everything, talking about people we work with, what was going on. I remember exactly what I was wearing because he was making jokes about it because it was like, it was like this velvety-looking shirt, and he was like, you're getting sexy or something like that. I don't know. He was just, like, joking, and it was just, like, crazy. Anyway, he says, we were talking about everything, and he, for some reason, and I've tried to analyze why he said it at that moment, but he kind of leans towards me. It was getting loud in the restaurant. It was about 9:30. He leans forward, and I just was almost like, I remember just kind of like, what is he
what
doing?
Is he
what
saying?
Is he saying?
And he said, you're the type of girl who'd make a guy like me fall head over heels in love with him. And I just went like, your mouth opens, you're like,
How did you respond?
Well, at the exact moment, our friends, Kim and Wayne, walk over to the table and sit down. And I'm stunned. I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at him, and then he's not looking at me. Like, he says that, and then he, like, kind of backs out, and he's like, they start talking about, like, football or something. And I'm just sitting there like, where did that come from?
So, Tammy, in 4 years, you've never addressed that comment?
Well, he's never said anything like that again. So, okay. I mean, we talked the very next day, because we talked the next day at work. And, it was like, hey, how you doing? Oh, blah, blah, blah. What are you doing tomorrow?
Business as usual.
Right. So he's never said anything like that again.
I'm just curious on why you didn't mention it to him over the next 24 or 48 hours and say, what did you mean by that?
Or 4 years.
Or 4 years, yeah.
I know. Well, I thought about it. You know what happened? It was one of those things, I kind of was waiting for him to say it, and then once it gets so long, then you almost don't want to say, remember 3 months ago when you said,
right.
You know what I mean? Then it gets weird.
So you think it's going to be better now when you go, hey, remember 47 months ago?
Yeah. Oh.
Now, are both you and Mike single?
Yes.
Okay. And he's been single this whole time since he said
that? No, he's gone out with a couple more people, and so have I.
Yeah, I'm sure it's been 4 years.
Well, I mean, that could be telltale. He's been, you know, if he hasn't been in a serious relationship in 4 years,
no,
I mean, that could...
He has been available. I mean, he went through some heartbreak with this one girl, but, you know, so I don't know if that's really available because he was hurt. But, you know, I don't know. It just... Yeah, it is a little weird now that you're making me think about it. I don't know what he's going to say, but I've been thinking about it. I just want to know what he... Like, did he mean anything? What was it, like a general thing to just say? It just seems like such a...
The exact comment again, Tammy, is...
It says, you're the type of girl who'd make a man like me fall head over heels in love with him.
And he said that at 9:30 in the restaurant when there's a lot of noise going on.
Yeah, a lot of noise, and we weren't drinking. I remember I was
I was teasing at the fact that you remember the time
where?
4 years ago because I can't remember 2 days ago. So
it's like
I was joking.
It's the time where time stood still for her.
Exactly.
She was wearing
obviously.
Her velvety shirt. He was wearing, you know.
Well, it just was so odd. He's a nice guy, and he would maybe say a compliment, but that seemed like. I don't know.
All right, let's debate this here for a second before we give this guy a call. 404-741-1005. The one line, once again, Tammy.
All right. You're the type of girl who'd make a guy like me fall head over heels in love with him.
What do you got, Jen?
Oh, I think he was trying to cryptically say, I'm in love with you, without saying I'm in love with you, and wanted to see if she'd have a reaction to it, and she hasn't brought it up in 4 years, so he went, well, tried that, didn't work.
Yeah. I threw that out there. Didn't stick. Bye-bye.
You with that, Melissa?
Yeah, because it's not often a guy's going to use the term in love with.
Right.
You know, like if a guy, you know, if he was teasing her about looking sexy that night, he'd be like, hey, you're a frustrated guy. Like, you know, like he would make it sexual somehow. But I think I totally agree with Jen that he was just putting the feelers out there and he wasn't going to put him, you know, his ego on the table completely and have her bruise it. So, yeah, I think he put the bait out there. You didn't take it and he moved on.
Now, we're going to call this guy, and either way, the relationship is going to be completely and totally defined, maybe differently for you now.
Well, I mean, we've been friends for so long. I mean, he's got a great sense of humor. I hope you just, like, I don't know, just say, like, well, I don't know what I'm even hoping for. I just...
What if he doesn't even remember saying it?
Could be.
That would probably hurt your feelings, wouldn't it?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it seems it's not just saying like, hey, you're a great girl or something like that. I mean, it's a pretty deep thing to say. I would hope he doesn't seem like the type that would just say anything to somebody. I don't know.
If he says, I was in love with you, I am in love with you, I've always been in love with you, would you consider going out with him?
I've thought about that. I definitely think we should give it a try. If that was, I mean, I'm not saying that's the case, but if that was the case, we just have so much history together. I know it's a little weird, but, you know, I mean, part of a relationship has to be, like, compatibility, and we are really compatible as friends, and I think it would be worth a try. I mean, I'm attracted to him.
All right, let's get him on here. Jeff, what are the parameters here of getting him on? Does he know why he's coming on?
He was on hold the whole time.
So he knows what's up.
He knows completely everything's going on.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
Hey, Kaiser.
All right, let's just make this official. And Tammy, why don't you tell Mike exactly why he's on today?
Mike, it's Tam. How are you doing?
Hey, girl. What's going on?
Well, everything's great. Everything's just fine. But I wanted to ask you about something you said a while back. Yes, it was actually about 4 years ago, almost to the day. At one point, I don't know if you remember.
But it was at 9:30. You were wearing something sexy.
Come on, Tammy.
It was 9:37. Okay. You were wearing your black leather strap watch.
Say the quote. Say it, Tammy.
You said to me, you're the type of girl who would make a guy like me fall head over heels in love with him. Do you remember saying something like that?
I kind of do remember saying.
Okay, so it's not just me, because I mean, I've been thinking maybe I misheard it or made it up in some weird way. I don't know.
No, I did. I said something like that. I guess that's probably about what I said. The way you remember it. But
Okay. I feel better about that now. And I guess I was just wondering, you know, what you meant by it, because I don't know if you remember. I didn't get a chance to say anything because
then it was 9:45. And that's the time our friends were coming by.
Well, yeah, Kim and Wayne stopped by. Okay.
And then we know the details.
Mike, what did you mean by that?
I'm sorry, I'm nervous.
Oh, you guys. All right. It's kind of funny that you brought this up 4 years later, but at the time, Tammy, I was really, really into you at the time, and...
Like as a girlfriend?
I thought that you would be a great girlfriend. And I was scared, I guess, of how I would possibly bring it up, I guess. So, you know, at the time I was really trying to kind of raise a flag and say, hey, you know, do you think this might work out? Do you think we could do this? And unfortunately you know, the timing was a little off, and people walked in right after I finished my sentence, and we didn't get a chance to, you know, talk about that. And then it was never talked about, you know, or brought up again, so I just kind of moved on, I guess, and just assumed that you weren't feeling the same way that I was four years ago.
Now, Mike, you said a few times in there, at that time, do you still have feelings for Tammy?
Well, I mean, I love Tammy. I mean, Tammy's... You know, she's a great friend. She's been an awesome friend, but right now, I just, you know, I kind of don't see her as anything more than a friend. You know, right now, I'm not really interested in pursuing a romantic relationship with her at the moment.
Well, that's cool. I just want to know, you know, what you meant back then. But that, I mean, I'm a little confused because then you never said anything else, and I didn't get a chance to react back then. But that's cool, you know.
Well, Mike, let me ask you this, Mike.
I mean, because you never got reaction out of her 4 years ago, have you just put it out of your mind that that's not even a possibility? So now that she's opening things up, I mean, would you consider something more than just a friendship?
Well, I mean, at the moment, I'm not really interested in anything like that. You know, I'm seeing somebody else now, and, you know, it's just kind of not... It's a really laid back kind of relationship, so I don't know what's going to happen. But I mean, we're not quite as close as we were at 4 years ago. You know, we're kind of branching off a little bit, trying to find our way. So I guess the answer, long and short, is no, not really, not at the moment. But I don't ever want to lose her friendship, and I hope that
we're still cool. We're still friends. Everything's just fine. Everything's fine. It's definitely cool.
Yeah, and it certainly won't be weird in the office. You don't have that to worry about.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's just a little weird. I mean, just because you said that, it's odd that you would just say it once, and that was my one chance, and then if I don't react to it, it's just, like, gone. But I'm definitely cool with that. I mean, you're definitely, whatever you want to feel is fine with you. I mean, and me, too. I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
you sure you're fine with that?
When you said you loved me back during the Olympics.
Yeah, I just, we never, you know, I didn't really hear anything back from you about it, and we never talked about it again afterwards or anything like that.
Well, it wasn't really a question, it was a statement, and everything's fine. I mean, everybody has a way of doing things, and that's good. That was your way. I mean, I guess that was my missed opportunity. I didn't react to it right then, that was gone, but everything's fine now. I mean...
Cool.
You know, we're all finding our way, as you said, so it's cool, definitely cool. We're fine.
Just like, you know, the
sounds
statement.
Really,
yeah,
really cool.
Sound too fine.
Sounds totally cool.
Just like the statement, you know, I'm going to vote for that actor fellow from California, Reagan. Yeah, I think he'll make a good president.
No, it's great. Mike, I love you as a friend. You're a great guy, and I understand. I mean, I don't exactly understand, like, what changed in 4 years, but, you know, it's cool. Whatever you want to do is fine with me, and good luck with everything. I mean, you know,
you're gonna see him in an hour. He's not dying.
Good luck with everything.
This is a terminal. You're gonna see him in an hour in the office.
Good luck with that thing called life.
I feel,
no, definitely don't feel bad. I mean, you cool. know, it's a little it's cool. odd, but cool. I'm definitely cool with it, and and there will be no problem at work. Don't even think of it. I mean, we are friends. We'll be friends, you know, for a long time, and so.
Well,
just,
cool. Let's get drunk this week and laugh a little bit about this, then.
Okay.
Because I mean, we're on the Burt Show. How cool can that get?
Yep,
cool.
Yeah, exactly.
That's very cool. It's all cool. All right,
thank you, Mike.
We're gonna let you go. We're gonna keep Tammy around for a couple of minutes, okay?
All right.
But we're not gonna talk about
See
you.
See if maybe you brushed up against a man during a showing of Close Encounters of the Third Kind or something.
Stop. See you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
First Indiana Jones.
Yeah, Tammy.
Jen Hobby, you are cringing.
I'm sorry, Tammy.
Oh, that was weird.
I'm sorry. I know you're disappointed.
Well, I don't know. I guess now.
It's cool.
You should have a follow-up, because now it's like, what changed in 4 years? I'm the same person.
Well, I think what happens is once you put it out of your mind, like, okay, she's not interested in me that way, eventually you got to move on. I mean, we're talking about 4 years ago. Yeah. So up until 5 minutes ago, you weren't even an option. So he may sit on this. You never know.
Right. And the thing is, I haven't been walking around for years wondering if he was in love with me. But it's just one of those things that, like, well, what changed? I don't know.
Well, Tammy, you didn't say. I mean, the thing is, I mean, it was a missed opportunity. Mm-hmm. I mean, he put it out there. You thought about it, and he didn't say anything. So, I mean, it's. I mean, and now it's been 4 years. So, you know.
Remember when he almost kissed you at the Bee Gees concert?
It's disappointing because you've been living the last 4 years feeling like he is in love with you, and in some way or another, you liked that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so.
Because we will do that. We will keep guys around us that we think are, you know, maybe not even in love with us, but we think that they're attracted to us. We think that they, you know, put us on a pedestal or whatever. We're the apple of their eye.
Yep.
Even though you weren't interested in him, it made you feel good to feel like he was in love with you for all of that time. It's kind of this mean, torturous thing we do to guy friends in our life, but we do it.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Now, Tammy, the mistake you can't make, which you were almost trickling into making when you talked to Mike, was you can't blame him for it. Like, you said, well, what's changed in 4 years? Well, you good luck with that or whatever. Like, you could tell that you were not happy with the response. But, you know, you can't get mad at him for you not saying anything.
Right. I know. I've thought about it so many times. Like, what could I have said? Like, the next morning, could I have called up and said, what did you mean by that?
Yes.
But I don't know. I was thinking he would get into it again, but it doesn't really matter. I'm definitely cool that he's a great guy. We're going to be friends. It was a little awkward for a moment, but, you know.
Oh, but I think that was awkward. Anything. Wait till you get into the office.
Now it's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I know.
All right, Tammy. Thank you for...
Hey, thanks. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Now
bye-bye.
You have closure.
Yeah.
Yes. You're on The Burt Show.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.